we've got a lot to do. Is it one love or two? For you, our guest.
He's our guest.
She's our guest.
Be our guest. Be our guest. Be our guest. Be our guest. Be our guest. Be our guest. Be
Good morning and welcome to Fun Friday.
I feel so welcome with
welcome,
that intro.
Yes, to our guest, Frida. Thanks, Fun Friday, Frida, for stepping in. John is on assignment. I'm Jan Williams. Good morning.
Good morning.
Be our guest.
I miss John already.
After that intro?
No, I'm so happy to be here. But, you know, John brings his own energy to the station when he comes in on Friday mornings.
Yes.
So even though I didn't recognize his name earlier today, that has nothing to do with it.
No,
I'm not feeling guilty at all.
No, there's no guilt. It's Friday. Today's show is brought to you by sunscreen and blueberry muffins. So I tried to pick the most innocent breakfast treat without too much sugar, and blueberry muffins somehow seem to fit the bill.
Yeah, I mean, they're not frosted, which would only make them better, but
yeah, cinnamon and gooey, so yeah. That's
but it
that.
Was good, and mm-hmm. Today is a day where you might need
It's
Looks
sunscreen
like,
huh? day. The sky is insanely blue, yeah. Although the weatherman says it's supposed to snow later today.
Today?
We'll see.
During the day still?
Well, later today and tonight.
Okay.
More this evening and on Saturday. But I don't know. We'll see. It's just a 30% chance of snow. But at least it will be cold enough. It'll be 21, so they can at least still make some snow. So we'll go from there.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well,
but for today, sunscreen.
I want snow for the town. But today, this afternoon, I have plans to help decorate a home, the outside of a home for an Olympian homecoming.
Oh.
Don't ask me which Olympian because I don't remember.
Okay. Well, but, an Olympian. It's a title within itself.
And I'm looking at the list and I'm like, yep, I don't remember. But
okay.
It's going to be fun.
Oh, okay. So there's a nice homecoming. Sunday is the last day of the Olympics. Is that closing ceremonies?
Closing ceremonies on
what
Sunday.
What a wild ride.
Yeah. We've had so much great local news and the Youth Winter Sports Alliance. I don't know. I got this off the printer, but I'm thinking this is on their website.
Okay.
There are 36 Parkites in the Olympics.
Just this year?
Just this year. Just those Winter Olympics. 36 of them. And then I just got a text from Andy over at PCMR. And just the Olympic athletes that are sponsored by or somehow associated with the resort, the Park City Mountain Resort. So as he put it, the nation of PCMR would rank 13th worldwide.
Wow.
Between Sweden and China.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, that makes him 12th.
Yeah.
So
between Sweden and China? That's pretty big. We don't do math 12. On Fridays.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. If you're so inspired, do it because it is a statistic.
So, yeah, with 3 golds and 1 silver. So a subset of our local athletes is a country
amazing.
In its own right in the top 20.
Well, then we should create their own little flag.
They're
going to need a flag.
They're going to need a flag.
Yeah.
Should we design one for them?
Yes, we should.
Or could we have a contest? Do you think?
Oh, a contest is even better. Let's do that. See, this is where all the big ideas come from. So do we want listeners to submit their what would be the Olympic Park City flag?
We
can't call it the Olympic flag.
Right.
We could call it the Park City Athletes.
How did Andy put it?
Games.
The Nation of PCMR or the Nation of Park City?
The Nation of Park City.
Yeah.
Nation of, okay. I know people are going online right now going, where do I enter? What do I do? Well, let's come up with that. We'll put it on the Facebook or something.
Perfect.
Oh, we have 113 fans. Thank you.
Yay.
Oh, speaking of thank you, last week was the pledge drive.
A little bit, yeah.
Thank you to everyone who called in and donated and helped out. It was in a gazillion people that came through. And I just wanted to thank Summit Sotheby's for making this hour fantastic.
And they had like half a gazillion phone calls their hour. And we're only limited by the number of phone lines we had. It was crazy.
So thank you very much for that. Thanks to our friends at Monster Jam. I knew I was not the only closet Monster Jam fan. I knew it. So you don't even have to say who you are. Isn't it fun? You go, you come home dirty, and it's great. So.
And they shared, Kate won it, Katie, and she shared it with a picture of her son at the Monster Jam. With and he just had grin, the biggest smile.
It was great. So it was great to pass that along. I like it. Kids like it. I'm glad that you like it, too. So, and our Fun Friday Fansters came out with support, so thank you. It was a fabulous fun hour. We've got someone on the phone, so we're just going to jump right to the phone lines. Who's on the air with us?
Liz Sharp.
Hey, Liz Sharp.
Hi, everybody. I'm just wondering when the parade's going to happen, when all the athletes come home. So
yep.
As soon as you find that out, would you just pass the info along, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So what Leslie told me right before the show is that I believe that she said the NAC is planning something for the Paralympians, but that won't be until April. But we've got our phone calls into the city, and fingers crossed that maybe someone will give us a call during this show.
And they're listening.
Perfect. But there is definitely something planned. There will be a parade.
Woo-hoo.
And it's just knowing the date. We'll definitely let you know.
Would you like to be the queen of the parade, Liz?
No, thank you.
Come on.
Nice to see you, Jen.
Oh,
just looking forward to it.
Okay. Fair enough. Thank you.
Have
thanks,
a good
Liz.
Day.
Okay, thanks. Oh, Liz, thanks very much. Okay, so to the people at the city offices listening, it's 655-8255, and I'll put you right on the air, too. So if you have any details on this parade, we love parades, so
yeah.
Thanks, Liz, for prompting the action, and hopefully we'll get that done this hour. And if not, KPCW will keep you posted, for that is what we do.
Yeah, I mean, I was assured that there was something, and it's just the date that I don't know.
Okay, maybe they haven't quite decided. You know, because all these metal athletes are busy making commercials
yeah.
and, you know, popping
they gotta
in
go
on
to
the
Disneyland,
late night,
yeah.
late night TV shows. So, you know, David Letterman and all, they're busy. So hopefully
and, you know,
they can find time for
there
us.
There were a few that were calling in making pledges last week. So like
wow.
Josh Christensen, Sage Katzenberg.
Nice.
They all, you know, they made pledges last week.
Okay, let's see who this is. Welcome to Fun Friday. Who's on the air with us?
When Fun Friday asked for the city to call, the city called.
Wow.
That is fast.
I just sat up a little straighter in the chair. Okay, city, which person from the city is this?
This is Diane Foster. Good morning.
Oh, the city manager.
Now
wow.
I recognize the voice. How are you, city manager?
I'm doing great. How are you folks?
Great.
You're kind of goofy, actually, but
It's a little silly. It's silliness on Friday, but we have purposeful things. So what do you know about this adventure?
So I think you have to find somebody from the Youth Sports Alliance to give a call, the group formerly known as the Youth Winter Sports Alliance. And as far as I understand it, they are putting together a parade. I believe the mayor will be there as well as city council. And what they're trying, as I understand it, they're also working in conjunction with the chamber. And as I understand it, they are looking at the date. It's a little bit tough. It's end of March, early April, and it has to do with because a lot of people are going on the World Cup right after this, so they're trying to get when the most people will all be in town.
Wait, you mean that the Olympics isn't like the end? Like they don't
isn't
get
the
to
end
rest
of the season?
After that?
No.
Oh, man.
Yes, sick ends and all 36 athletes get fat.
Oh, there you go. Yes. They sit down and have blueberry muffins with us. Okay, so we have plenty of time to plan this big festivity.
Yeah, as I understand it, the Youth Sports Alliance is because a lot of the athletes, I think a significant number, are actually have gone through their program, and so I think they're spearheading is the rumor I've heard, but I do know that the city will be hugely supportive, and the Chamber of Commerce is also involved.
That's exciting.
Sweet.
It okay. is exciting. It's like, I mean, there are other towns, right? There's that one in Wyoming where they have that one wrestler guy, and everything's named after him.
Nice.
And we don't have enough streets for all our Olympians.
We're going to need more roads.
Yeah.
we'll start naming stairs after them. Short
there we go.
Oh, because then that's more athletic, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to run
up. The county's got a couple. They've got Peekaboo Street and Mayor Drive and... Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing, and it's a great fun. Not to mention, you can go take a bobsled ride, so.
Yeah, and actually, we named a plant after one of the athletes.
Really?
Sage.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Very funny.
All right. I'm going to head.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, city.
Thank you, Ms. Manager.
Bye. Fabulous. Oh, that is the power of Fun Friday right there.
I got an email.
Oh, you figure that out. And I'll let, while you thumb through that, the Daytona 500 opens this Sunday. As you know, I'm a huge NASCAR fan, so I actually will be plopped down in front of this, even though it might be outside, because it is so nice. I want to be outside. At the pole is Austin Dillon, this rookie kid who has number 3, which is Earnhardt's number. I'm really surprised, but...
Do they retire numbers like they do? They,
I would
in
think
sports?
That they would for.
I mean,
for
where
Dale,
would they hang the car?
Well, you know, it can go from track to track. It could be the traveling trophy show. So, but no, he's got number 3. So, good luck, Austin, and Daytona 500. Love it. So that'll be my Sunday. There's a lot of things going on. Will, did you get that figured out there? Your little
information. So here's the poop. Diane was right. These athletes don't just win their gold at the Olympics and come home and sit on the couch.
Okay. I can't imagine they would do anyway.
they're out competing at World Cup. Yeah, the World Cup circuit continues. So there's 2 dates, and the deciding factor is when we get the most athletes in town, which makes sense.
All right.
So the 2 dates that they're working on are March 29th. Or April 5th.
Okay.
So any revelry beforehand might be fun, but unsanctioned.
Oh, no.
And I just want to say this comes from another one from City Hall. So thank you, Liza.
Oh, thank you very much. See all the higher ups in town. Thanks for coming to Fun Friday and letting us know. So we'll pencil in those dates, 29th and 5th, see what happens. It is all the buzz, and I'm sure it'll be huge fun and another fabulous day. Might even be better if they're actually snowing. So we will thank a couple of our underwriters, and then we'll clip right along to our guest. Our next guest.
The ABC 4 Weather Report comes to you live Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. after the NPR News. Brought to you by Albion Financial Group.
KPCW and the Park City Museum present the weekly series Park City History Bits. Learn a nugget of local history. A new bit debuts every week. Park City History Bits Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Only in Park City, only on KPCW. Sponsored by Julie Hopkins of Keller Williams Real Estate.
Only on Fun Friday. We're already at 9:18. Okay, before we get to our guest, I was going to grab this phone call really quick. Who do we have with us on the air? Nobody.
We have there Cindy Kaiser Bywater. How are you guys?
Hello.
Are you calling from your desk, Cindy?
I was at my desk. I'm on my way to the dentist, which is not a fun day. But I wanted to put my 2 cents in on these dates that you're announcing.
Okay.
The United States Ski Hall of Fame dinner and celebration is going to be that April 5th date. So this place would be going off with, old-time ski industry people. Everyone will be in town, all of these ski history archive people, and it'd be a big deal. It's a whole week of activities. So I can't even imagine. I can imagine it would be great to have a parade to celebrate the Olympics, our Olympic athletes on that weekend. That would be incredible.
That would be incredible.
Nice. Hear that, City?
Yeah.
Well, they're listening.
So
thank you.
For it. Okay. They're doing a freestyle Hall of Fame as well on the 4th at Legacy Lodge. I mean, the town is going to really just have a lot of old timers in town celebrating skiing, so that would be a great opportunity.
Nice. It's like the ski version of Sundance.
Exactly.
Oh, ski dance.
Ski dance. There we go.
Ski dance.
Another lawsuit.
All right, you guys have a super day.
Thanks,
Cindy.
Actually, we call it fun dance, and we seem to be okay with that. We're covered when we use fun dance, so we'll move on. Well, it's exciting. All right, so now we know. It would be great. We'll see what happens. We're not officially saying this is what's going on. We know that's what's going on.
We're the planning stages right
there
now.
There you go. Wow, we usually don't plan stuff live on air, but I think we got something.
I think
here.
We got something, yeah.
All right. Well, then let's say hello to our guest. Welcome. It's Christy. I want to make sure I got it right.
Yes.
Hi. Here, speak right into there. Yeah, welcome. From the, I don't want to say you're with the Kimball Arts Center, but you're at the Kimball Arts Center.
I do work at the Kimball Arts Center. Yes.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. Okay. So what have you got going on then?
We, as usual, have many things going on. Right now we have two exhibits going on simultaneously. We have one at our art center, which is the Art of the Timepiece. And then this weekend we have the Winter Art Salon, which is taking place up at Stein Erickson Lodge.
Oh, now tell us about that, because I just briefly touched on that earlier this morning.
Okay. I was up there last night, and it is beautiful. We have succeeded in turning the Stein Erickson Olympic Ballroom into what would be reminiscent of one of the great art salons in Paris. So there's walls and lighting, and there's paintings and sculptures and jewelry, and it's just a great sight to behold, and I think we're very lucky to have it here in our town.
That's beautiful. Is that open to the public?
It is open to the public today and tomorrow from 10 to 5, and on Sunday from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m.
8 to 12 on Sunday.
And
today,
is
10
it
to 5?
Just an exhibit, or is it a fundraiser for you?
It is a fundraiser for us, yes. We are hoping that the sales of this event will, we know the sales of this event will benefit the Kimball, and we're hoping for lots of sales so that we continue to bring free exhibits and education to our community. And we have Susan Swartz, who's a local artist, has a lot of her art featured up there. She has some beautiful acrylic paintings on linen. We also have Belgravia Galleries from London, who represents the work of Nelson Mandela and Prince Charles of Wales. So Prince Charles has some watercolor lithographs that he paints to raise money for his charities. And Anna Hunter, who I think was on the radio here.
Yeah, we had somebody on Leslie's show a few
days
ago.
Yeah, she's a marvelous person to speak with. So if you go up there, you should talk to her because she has some great stories about Prince Charles and Nelson Mandela. And Nelson Mandela's works represent, you know, the time when he was incarcerated and kind of his hopes and visions. And so it's really spectacular to see.
And you don't think of either of those men as an artist. Like, that's not what they're known for.
No, not necessarily.
They're known for a little bit different stuff.
But everybody has traits that we don't always know about.
Yeah.
Hidden qualities.
That is
sure.
Fascinating.
It is fascinating.
And impressive.
I just want to let you know, not me.
You're not impressed?
No, I'm impressed, but not an artist. Like, oh. That is not a hidden trait.
Oh, no. I know. I didn't even pass Stickman 101.
I don't, yeah.
No, I don't even do the professionals. Well. No.
There's lots of art, though. There's all kinds of things you could do, pottery and jewelry design.
Nice.
And
I'll have to
painting.
Go check that out. Okay, so that is today from 10 to 5. And
it
it's
is.
Sunday from 8 to 12.
Yes.
And did we say that there was a charge or a fee
there
to
is
get
not.
In?
It is free to,
free
the,
to get in.
Free to
support,
get in, but yeah, if you want to buy.
Kimball.
And I should mention we also have two world-class jewelers there. Linda Lee Johnson, whose work is usually only exclusively sold at Barney's. And she also has sculptures as well. And then Alexandra Hart, who has some really original pieces. And all of her metals and precious gems are sourced responsibly.
Wow. That is impressive. I feel like we're Fun Friday elevated.
Absolutely.
I know. This is pretty classy for this show.
I'm going to go. I'm going to have to go see it. I'm impressed. You have wowed me, and curiosity was like, I got to go see it. How do you not at least get up there and go see it? Then you would get caught up in the helping out the Kimball Arts Center, and there you go.
Absolutely. Now, and I have to thank our sponsors for helping us bring this to our town, Stein Erickson Lodge and Zions. And we've also had help from Chin, McQuaid, Harris, and Fleming, and Portia as well. So they were really helpful
Brilliant.
In helping us bring all this here. And, of course, Robin, who it was her idea, and she made all this happen. So.
Oh, what a great is, you know, we have so many fundraisers in this town, and this sounds like a really
it's a little
new,
bit different.
Fresh idea.
It's a little bit different. You know, we have the Arts Festival in the summer, which is really a community event. It's outside. It's casual.
I
it's
love
fun.
It.
And, you know, this is something in the winter season to bring some world-class art, you know, to Park City in a different format.
I think it's brilliant. So hopefully everybody will get up there and check that out.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And then going on right here on Main Street, we have Art of the Timepiece. And I think you had Carl Renaud in here last week as well, or maybe the week before. He's the engineer, and he brought his collection of timepieces, which he has, we don't even know how many timepieces he has in his house, but he brought 200 of them here to Park City. And they go back to the mid-1700s up to present day. And it is a fabulous collection. And it's if you walk into the Kimball, and of course, if you go around clockwise, you can have a sampling of the progression of time. And there's some really great stories that go along with, you know, the pocket watches from the railroad days and then the carriage clocks from Napoleon and up to the space age clocks, you know, that we see. So there's really something for everyone there. There's things for kids downstairs. There's an interactive time zone exhibit.
Oh, interactive time zone. I like it because I was going to ask, would kids get it?
They will. Time is hard for kids. They don't really grasp it probably until the age of 8 or 9. But we try to, you know, put it in a way that's friendly for them. And then we also have a video of all movies that have little clips about time. So there's like Cinderella with the clock chiming and moving all. There's pictures of the engineer with his with the clocks going and tick, tick, tick. And so there's a lot of things for the kids to do as well. And there is also, speaking of kind of hidden art, when you open up the timepieces, Carl discovered there's engravings and pictures that are so intricate, and yet they're probably the size of my thumbnail.
Yeah, tiny little, I don't know how it was done.
Well, yeah, I was going to ask if we're just the exhibit just looks at kind of the outside of the timepiece or
no, it looks at
too.
The whole timepiece. And he takes photographs of those intricate images, and they're blown up into a big size, and they're just stunning. They're really, really beautiful. So there's something for the photographer. Men seem to really like the watches. There's also jewelry for sale. We have a local artist, Stacey Scher, who has done timepiece-based jewelry. And then Carl Renault's wife, Christine Renault, she has also done some timepiece-based jewelry just for this exhibit. Mm-hmm. So they're really spectacular, and those are for sale, and the photographs are for sale as well. And
amazing.
The proceeds benefit the Kimball.
Stunning. Fabulous. Now, is there a fee for this?
No, that is free as well. Everything is free. So if you're looking for something to do with your kids or friends and family visiting, bring everybody to those exhibits.
A lot of people visiting. Impress them. There's a lot of visitors in town.
Yeah,
if you look,
a lot of people.
The parking at night, the traffic, it's great. I'm saying it's great, but there are a lot of people. So you go, what shall we do that might be a little different and interesting? Because even though you love skiing, you could take a little time.
Exactly. Exactly. There's more to Park City than just sports. We have a lot of cultural events taking place.
That's huge. Now, this runs through April 6th.
That is correct.
So you have a little time.
You do have time for sure.
Go check it out. And is it open every day, the Kimball?
Yes, it is open every day. Monday through Thursday, 10 to 5. Friday, 10 to 7. Saturday, 12 to 7. Sunday, 12 to 5.
So you can wake up, have a little brunch, stroll over to the Kimball at noon, check it out, no charge. I think I'm not going to even take anybody. I'm just going to go myself.
I'm thinking we should go after the show.
Okay, let's do that. I'll take you.
Yeah, come
yes,
down
thank
for
you,
lunch
guys.
And take a walk around.
It's
sure.
great. So you don't need to be a member. You can just go in. If you want to be a member, you can sign up.
You can absolutely sign up. We just changed our membership levels. So there are some new levels for people. For instance, we didn't have a dual membership before. So now if you're a two-person household, you can buy that type of membership. We also have a studio membership if you want to try your hand at ceramics or in costume painting or something like that. And then we have some new benefits with our membership as well. So people can check that out. And another great thing about being a member is that for every exhibit opening that we have, there's a catered event just for members the night before the exhibition opens to the public.
Oh, and I didn't know that.
Yeah. So people get to come and have some appetizers and a glass of wine and stroll around. And if the artist, usually the artist is there if we can arrange it. So that's another perk to being a member.
Okay. Because people keep moving into town. There's a lot of new people here.
And it's a great way to meet people.
That is a great way. So, and again, to support the Kimball, which is great big fun. Do you have, what kind of classes have you got going on? Do you know? And I know that's a random question, but there's more interesting things there than you know.
There are. We had this week, encaustics is a big one that we have coming up. I don't know how much you know about encaustic, but it's it involves wax and heat, and it's a fairly complicated process, but it creates some really interesting pieces that you'll see in the galleries.
Okay.
You know, and I've always thought, boy, I wish I could do that. That's a neat thing to do. And we have a fabulous teacher, I think his name is Jeff, who can teach you how to do that. And it's a weekend-long course. I don't have the
Perfect.
Dates of that exactly,
so
but
it's
I did
not like
bring
it's a
some...
great commitment, like the next 12 weeks we're going to have this session on learning to make Italian food, which you probably would need if you were cooking Italian, but it's a weekend thing.
It is a weekend thing, so that's a little bit more short term.
Okay.
But then we also have ones that run for several weeks. We have watercolor drawing, oil painting. There's lots of things for the kids going on. And we do have all of our classes are on our website, and you can register for those on our website, which is KimballArtCenter.org. And there's more information about everything that we have. The fundraiser going on up at Stein Erickson. If you want to learn more about the timepieces, if you want to join membership. We did recently get a new database, and so we've also been going through that in the last three weeks. But it's going to be great. It's going to be easier to register for things, and it should be better for our users and for us.
Great
and,
fun.
And I want to thank you. The Kimball Arts Center was very generous, and you gave us quite a few art class certificates that we used in our pledge drive last week. So there's all these folks with brand new certificates.
Yes, that can use them in our spring classes.
Use them for the classes.
Great. See, yeah. It all works together. I think it's there. So there's really more going on up there than I'd realize. And I was at the website and I got some information, but I didn't dig deep enough.
There's always more.
There is always more. I'm going to take a class. So this year, for the whole New Year's resolution, this was the year of try something new. So I've been pushing that on Fridays. Try something new. So a little weekend class, can't go wrong.
Yes, absolutely.
And then if you really love it, then you can take the extended classes. That's a little bit longer if there's some flavor or some class
absolutely.
That
and
you really love.
I think one of the things that we're trying to get across to people, if you look at last year, we had the Art of the Brick exhibit, and that was,
yes.
You know, you can make art from anything, and there is art everywhere. So you can make art from a child's toy. If you open up a watch, there's art located in the back of that. So it's kind of a theme that we're trying to carry on, is that look around you. There's art everywhere. You can make art out of anything. You don't have to be an artist to be artistic.
No, exactly. Mm-hmm. Snowman. You can make a snowman. This is great snowman weather. Although in Midway, it's kind of already melted and gone. But if you're here, you can make a snowman.
Yes,
so I did
just
a big sign one year. Yeah, wear the sunscreen. It was the perfect snow. So I made this huge Merry Christmas greeting card. I was out there all day with these 4-foot ladders in front of the house. Big Merry Christmas thing.
Yesterday?
It was
That's
crazy.
Impressive.
This was last year for Christmas.
Okay.
So, yeah, art is everywhere. I got carried away. I got the kitchen tools out there. It was crazy. But this is not so crazy. It looks like fun.
Carrying on that theme, I put a challenge out to you because I see this as people, you know, when you have a dog and with cats, too, they're at the window all the time and then they got their, you know, little nose prints on the window and people call it dog art. I challenge the Kimball Devon exhibit on that. Even if it's just in the lower room in the back. Next to the bathrooms.
But we are going to have an exhibit of dog photographs coming up in June. And so that could be an interesting
That could be the Monica collection.
Yeah, the Monica collection of dog art.
Monicat. We're going to call it the Monicat collection and, you know, all your little kitty paws and you could take pictures. Or maybe you could cut out the pieces of glass and frame them.
Yeah.
See?
You joke.
Everywhere.
You joke, but if you give me the opportunity,
That's
I will
true.
Make it happen.
There you go.
No,
little
I think
pieces
it's a
of,
fantastic
just,
idea.
Just, you know, put the frames on the floor maybe. And just glass, framed, without anything in it, and let the dogs and cats have at it, and then we'll see what happens.
I had one question or fact we could throw up, see if anybody knows the answer.
Okay.
Do you like that?
Yes.
Does anybody know where the world's oldest surviving mechanical clock resides?
I would best guess Germany, but I wouldn't have any
specific. I was going to pick Sweden.
It functions on a system of weights and pulleys, and it doesn't have a face. It only chimes in the hour, and it is located in... the Salisbury Cathedral in England.
Wow, we're both really wrong.
Well, does Europe count? Not even close. It's the oldest? Does it say?
It is. Like, it's from the world's oldest surviving mechanical clock.
Mechanical clock.
Mechanical clock, yes.
Is there a date on it? Do we know how old the oldest is?
I don't have the date
is?
On it, but we did have that fun fact on our social media page.
That's huge. Nice. Let's go check that out. John's got the helicopter. He'll bring it back, and then we'll check it out.
We'll go to England. Nice.
Okay. We'll say hi to the BBC. All right. Everybody should go to the Kimball Arts Center, and then everybody should go to Stein's on behalf of the Kimball Arts Center, and I'm sure Stein's will be happy to have you up there, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me on this morning.
Appreciate
it. Love having you guys support us, and we like to support you.
Thank you very much. What time is it? Underwriting time.
Back by popular demand, Judy Collins, live on the Egyptian stage, presented by KPCW. From 60s icon to today, Judy's Park City Egyptian shows always sell out. She's back February 27th and 28th, and March 1st and 2nd. 4 nights of Judy Collins, sponsored by KPCW. Tickets at parkcityshows.com.
Hi, I'm Amy Roberts from Park City Medical Center, a nonprofit community hospital and part of the Intermountain Healthcare System. Park City Medical Center is proud to be consistently recognized as having some of the most engaged employees in the country. Little wonder, considering we offer all employees a pension plan, 401k, excellent insurance, and of course, year-round employment. We are currently recruiting nurses, registrars, housekeepers, kitchen staff, and more. Visit parkcitymedicalcenter.org to find your dream job.
I have my dream job. Do you have your dream job?
I do.
Yes, there you go. It's 1 hour a week. Yeah. It's on Friday, and I'm done by 10.
Although I'm working 3 hours a week this week, so do I get overtime for this hour?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's not an easy thing to do to put this show together. So it's 1 hour and 5 minutes.
There's so much more prep for this show than the other show. So much more.
What would the other one be? Do we want to promote that?
Nah, not yet.
Okay, that's
You know what I do want to say, though?
Yes.
Boss Gags. Sold out.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, oh, let's get Boss Gags in here. I've been a fan of his for so long. And I was happy to see him last time he was in Deer Valley, which was a little while ago. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, did get to see it live. And any
and that
artist
was
out, that you
yeah,
like.
Yeah, that was outside.
Yeah,
so
it was a while. It was great. But Teria said, it's sold out. So trying to help you out, Terry.
Don't ask. There's no special favors because there's no more seats.
No, there's only so many seats. And congratulations that they sell out on these shows. That is huge. And it'll be a fabulous show that you – the only reason I bring it up is because it's sold out. So I know people – don't call. I'm sorry. It's not.
Yeah, don't bother the poor staff. They really can't put more seats in there.
And you can call KPCW, but I can't help you either. I don't know why. It's like, no, I cannot help you. So I just can't.
We can sympathize, but that's about it.
Yeah, that's all right. There's other shows. Go to something. So pick it out. Go to kpcw.org. Click on, there's a calendar. Mm-hmm. There's a PSA. There's all things. You just click somewhere and you get all this information.
We got the scoop on there.
Yeah, we're there. We'll keep you posted on this parade. So we'll be there in some sort of fashion. So you might as well get outside while tubing is still open. So I wanted to mention Soldier Hollow out in Midway Heber Valley. They are open through March 16th. And since this is already February, end of February, get out there. So
I heard that is so much fun out there. No lines.
Oh, my gosh. And you get a two-hour segment. So you buy your ticket, and you've got 2 hours to go and go and go and go. And it's a lengthy 1,200-foot slides. So they'll take the lift up and just slide down. And I'm like a kid because I go running in line. I grab my sled, and I go the tube and go running in line. It's a gas. I like it. I know there is one in town. If that's closer for you and you want to go to that one, that's great. Mm-hmm. But I happen to go to Soldier Hollow, and you just scream with laughter. I love it. And then you can really cook along and just stop before the fence. That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
Is that I've heard some people, their goal is not to stop before the fence.
Yeah, you really want to stop before the fence. They frown upon that, and it's there for a reason, but you can. You do have some control if you're paying attention, so it's just fun. You link together. Go have some fun with the family. Take a group of friends. Go by yourself. I like it a lot. So
you know, can
whichever tubing park you go to, go. Yes.
I know we were kidding about it, but I really hope the Kimball does the dog nose art.
Yes,
I really like that idea. It's really
all right.
And if they don't do it, KPCW might have to steal it.
There you go. Maybe we can do that, and then we can get into the Arts Fest, and then use that as our fundraiser.
Look at that.
See, we're going to the dogs anyway with the Pet Wars. So,
that could be a premium for the next Pet Wars.
Yeah, there you go. I think we should be in the Kimball Arts Center Arts Fest. Mm-hmm. In August, it's usually in August, it's the whole weekend. We could have a nonprofit booth down there and we can sell art.
We'll probably have to apply pretty soon if we haven't missed the deadline yet.
Ooh, there's a deadline.
So we'll have to put the call out. So we're going to have a contest for the
flag.
Park City competing athlete, the Nation of Park City, and for, submit your dog nose art.
Dog nose art. yeah, we're going to have to come up with a name.
You like that?
Dog nose art. My
canine
dog is an artist.
Yes. Rhino artists.
Yeah. We'll work on that. Okay, next. Soldier Hollow. Okay, next. Let's see.
Well, this is, I know Leslie did a story with the head of Ballet West 2, which as he described it was the farm team for Ballet West, which I didn't realize Ballet West is the subject of Bunheads, which is a reality TV show on some cable station that I don't get because I don't have TV. But yeah, so like Ballet West, big time. And this is their touring company, Ballet West 2, and they're going to be here at the Egyptian starting tonight.
Is that tonight?
Yep, starting tonight.
I know I have to look at the calendar 1,000 times a day. I can't believe it. It's already February 21st is the rumor, so we'll see.
Yeah.
It's the rumor. We shall see.
So, you know, if going down to Salt Lake is too much, which sometimes it is.
Sometimes it is. But I try to get down there every once in a while and find something to do.
Yeah, I need to do that too.
But sometimes Salt Lake comes to us.
There we go. And here we have Ballet West 2 at the Egyptian this weekend. Tonight at 8, tonight and tomorrow at 8, Sunday at 6. And I thought there was one more show, but maybe not. Tickets start at $35. And I saw the Thriller show.
How was that?
That was awesome. I took my parents, and dumb me didn't fully realize that it was a dance performance. And I was like, oh, no, I don't know if my parents would love it. We all loved it. But it, I really never thought of the Egyptian stage as good for dance, because dance, you need space. But they really made it work. So I want to go to see this Ballet West.
That would be up close ballet.
Yeah.
It's so fascinating. They're underrated athletes.
Oh,
I think they're underrated athletes. It's just
fascinating. The things they have to do.
I can't.
I don't even want to.
I just don't have that. But I can go appreciate it. Okay. So tickets are at.
I can cabbage patch. That's about all I can.
Cabbage patch. I don't even know what that is. Okay. Thanks.
You can go to the box office here on Main Street, or to parkcityshows.com to get tickets, or call them at 649-9371.
Okay, we could do that too. And I also wanted to bring up that Canyons Resort has their spring concert series. It's a great thing that they do. Thank you very much for that. It was the first show was last week, so that one that was come and gone. So don't miss this one. It's on Saturdays. It goes through April, so it's the ski season, because, you know, they want you to come out and ski. That's fine. Go do your thing. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to. You can just show up at 3 o'clock at Canyons and check it out. And this week is Tony Holiday and the Velvetones.
Oh, I like the name of that.
See,
I don't know them, but
there you go. By the name alone, you should just go, mm-hmm. because I think you will, you know, you're going to get exactly what you think you will. But it is a kind of a bluesy groove,
nice.
Kind of a Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Allman Brothers is what their manager
really?
Quoted. Bluesy goodness with a bit of Southern rock flair.
Huh, that's not what I had guessed.
Bluesy goodness. Holiday and the Velvetones. You went
lounge lizard,
loungy.
Yeah.
Bluesy. So it's all bluesy. It's at 3 o'clock. It's a no I can say
nice.
That. Mm-hmm. Canyons, 3 o'clock. That will be fun.
That will be fun.
Music's always good.
And it's kind of the signal of like the last third of the ski season when those concerts start.
It starts because spring is on its way. And
yeah.
I didn't want to mention spring fever, so I'm really not even going to think about it. I'll keep my head in the freezer so it's cold. I can't go down that road. But here we are. And then, of course, the summer concert season. Oh, it's always spectacular.
Yeah.
So, but I'm looking way too far ahead. Let's look ahead for the next few seconds. Let's thank Zermatt and the Homestead, and we'll be right back.
Homestead Resort is proud to support KPCW's Fun Friday. Winter Wonderland activities include sleigh rides, dog sledding, cross-country skiing, snowmobiling, and the geothermal crater. Simon's Restaurant is open nightly, serving home-style dinners. Homestead Resort in Midway, 435-654-1102, or homesteadresort.com.
Thank you for that. And you can go to the Homestead, too. And you can jump in that crater.
I have to do that one of these days. I have never done that.
It's deep and it's dark.
Yeah.
So they got the crater, and the top is open like a volcano.
Right.
Is a way, if you haven't been there. So the sunlight comes in, and it is lit. And they've got this dock, and you can just jump in, and it's this thermal
and
fun.
And you can scuba dive
You can
too,
scuba,
right?
But you could just jump in if you have the nerve to do it. For me, to jump in a dark water is creepy.
Yeah.
So thanks, Steven Spielberg.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, pal. I can't jump in the dark water. So go check it out. While you're out there, meaning, you know, the Heber Valley area,
mm-hmm.
the magic train is tonight at Heber Valley Depot. It's magic. There's a magician on board. So there's some snacks along the way. There's some beverages. It's great for the family if you're looking for something to do after you've exhausted yourself skiing. School's out this week, right? Is this school's out? People are
yeah,
here.
This week, yep.
Okay, so it's a family
So you
family
and the
fun.
Family are, like, ready to find something to do.
Something
you can...
else. Heber
and
Creeper.
Lots of people got their railroad tickets this last week through the pledge drive because they were a big supporter during our pledge drive.
Okay, thank you.
So the you know, these are some good ways to use it. Magic train, Fiddle
They
Fest.
Continue on with their chocolate train, which is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
But the magic train, I think, might kind of be magically fun.
I know, I think. Because not only is somebody performing magic, but they're doing it on a moving train. So that's got that element of danger, don't you think?
Oh, danger.
Like, they might mess up and you might figure out the trick. because the train lurches or something.
There you go. And then they leave you down at Vivian Park. Oh, you know, you can't ride back. It's fun. Go check it out. Heber Valley Railroad. You can just go to their website, hebervalleyrr.com.
Yeah.
Can't miss it. It's there. So, and then, like I say, the next week is the Fiddle Fest. So they got some Fiddle Fest going on.
That'll be fun.
Well, that could be fun. There could be dancing on the train.
Ooh,
another danger element on the train. You think it's all sweet and innocent. We just made it dangerous and fun.
It's hard to square dance on a moving vehicle.
Yes, well, we'll see what happens. Really, it is safe. Should we throw that clause in there? All right, what else do we have?
Oh, I heard George talk about this. And this sounds like a story that could only happen in Park City, but it's a movie. Playing at the Park City Film Series this weekend. Instructions Not Included is the name of it. It's in Spanish and English with English subtitles for the Spanish parts. But here is Valentin is an Acapulco resident playboy who gets a baby from his former flame on his doorstep and then takes off. And he leaves Mexico for L.A. to find the baby's mother. But in the meantime, you know, creates a whole new life for himself and the child, his daughter, and becomes one of Hollywood's leading stuntmen. Of course.
Of course.
But George,
that happens when I go to L.A. Hey, stunt woman.
Sounds like an Only in Park City thing. But George was saying he has some friends who've seen it, and they're coming back just to see it again, that it's a really, really good, solid movie. And it sounds like fun.
Wow, to say you're going to go back and see the same movie again, that's pretty big.
Yeah.
Now, some movies are so big, you go, my God, there's so much going on, I think I'll have to go see it again, but then you don't.
Right.
But they are. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we talked about this earlier. I like movies. I'm a movie fan. And you are a book fan.
I am a book
fan. See, you will read the book, and I will wait for the movie. I don't know if that makes me lazy, but I like the action. So
that's why they make movies.
Yeah, there you go.
Because the story's good enough to have on different platforms.
In case I miss something good.
There you go.
If you're not going to read the book, you stubborn person, we're going to go make a movie, and then you could sit down and you could watch it if that's so your flavor. And why did I bring this up?
Because, why did you bring it up, Jane?
There's a book discussion and movie screening. Look at that. It's perfect. Park City Library invites you to a book discussion, Prince Among Slaves. It's on Wednesday, February 26th at 7 o'clock, and a free screening of the movie adaptation of the book on Thursday at 7 at the Santee. So there you go. Now we've got something in common here. You can read the book and then you can go to the movie. It kind of works hand in hand. Mm, so.
See, I'm not familiar with that book or movie. So.
There you go. It was good enough to
turn into a movie.
To a movie.
Yeah.
What comes first, the movie or the book?
You know, these days you got to ask.
There you go. It's like that chicken egg thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Does anybody bother writing a book after a movie's already
out?
Oh,
yeah. That's big. Yeah? Novelization of a movie. That's big now.
Oh, so it goes both ways.
It does go both ways. Mm-hmm.
I learned so much on Fun Friday.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you're here.
Thanks.
Sure, you're welcome. Really? Thank you. So,
John owes me a few drinks. Next.
Yeah, there you go. I know I think he's like, and we've been on, you know, just over 3 years, and I think he's only missed like three shows. So,
yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah, one a year. That's pretty impressive.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good. So, and I'm sure it's not just the cake. So, exit through the cake door. Well, that'll be fun. So, again, you can go to kpcw.org, and we have all this information there too. So, let's take a second, and we'll be right back.
Support for KPCW comes from the Wasatch Brew Pub, presenting Monday night at the movies with ski and snowboard movies every Monday at 8 p.m. through April. Film schedule at wasatchbeers.com. Wasatch Brew Pub, 250 Main in Park City.
It's never too early for beer. That's just the way it is. I won't have beer here, but it's never too early for beer because sometimes you just want to wake up and have one. Sit outside.
It just hits the spot.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then maybe go skiing. So if you don't know what to do, you can go skiing. You can go snowboarding. You can go cross-country skiing. Get outside. Snowshoeing. Schlep around.
Schlep around.
I know you can schlep
those
things.
Attractive.
I got to say, it's a little bit less complicated than some other things. So if you just want to go stomp around, slap on some snowshoes, go check it out. Basin Recreation quite frequently has their snowshoe tours. Mm-hmm. Swanner has snowshoe tours. And Wasatch Mountain State Park out at Midway, they will help you out. So I think, I don't know if you can go snowshoeing at Soldier Hollow. But they have tubing, so who cares?
So you're set.
Oh, yeah, I'm done. So if you're looking for something to do, Utah Jazz playing on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
So their home game is tomorrow against Minnesota. Monday, If you want to go to the game, they're playing Boston. I would think that would be a tough sell. They might be sold out. I don't know. Mm. And then Wednesday is Phoenix. So you might want to go to a Jazz game. It's fun. I like sporting events. Let the other guy do the work. You just sit there and have your hot dog and go, and this clap. Is fun. Yay. And cheer them on. So if you haven't gone to a basketball game yet, go check it out. Because you'll go, oh, yeah, I forgot. This is fun.
That was one of my favorite sports to watch in college.
Basketball?
Like not a fan of football. Just could never get into it. But okay. I liked watching basketball.
It's fast. It goes. Yeah. It moves. It's done. All of a sudden, then it's over.
And you're closer.
Yeah. Oh, like you get that intimate, unlike NASCAR, where you're far, far away.
That's a whole other level of sport.
That's a whole other level. I don't know where I got that.
Are you going to write them to suggest they retire Dale? Was it Dale Earnhardt's
car number? Yeah. Yeah, it's too late. Somebody's got his number.
Darn it.
It's already out there. But that's okay. I'll watch it. It's fun. It's fun. Well, when you realize there's points and strategy. It's not just cars going in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
And teams are involved, and it's quite the team sport.
Kind of sounds like bike racing, too. Like, you know, the Tour de France and
See?
All that stuff. There's so much more going on than
exactly.
it looks.
Exactly. So, hooray. Yeah. Hooray, NASCAR fans. I can't wait. I'm so excited. So,
you know what's also more going on than it looks?
What?
The Eccles Center and Boskaggs. Sold out.
I heard that.
So, happiness is already having your Boskaggs tickets.
There you go. Oh, yeah. I got mine in a cereal box. Woohoo. Remember when the prizes used to be great? Or you send in the box tops for some great T-shirt or toy.
Wasn't it always Sea Monkey? It was always
sea monkeys. I remember getting, cornflakes and frosted flakes. You send in so many box tops, and you got a cereal bowl in the shape of a banana. That one I remember. That one really impressed me. I can remember it. You know, 50 years later, I'm still impressed by the fact that I got a banana-shaped cereal bowl. And Quisp and Quake. They had
Quisp and Quake.
Yeah, they had dolls. That was a long time ago. So
wow.
Here we are. It's the year of the horse.
Uh-huh.
It's a Chinese calendar's year as a horse. But again, this is the year of trying something new. So let's go to Stein's and see some art.
I want to see that. Because this was, my goal was not to try something new. It was more to...
No? Just to get out there?
Just to get out there.
Oh, okay. Well, if you want to try something new, Park City Library has classes, and I didn't know this. The library invites you to join them for free computer classes. And you can learn about what tutorials are available with your library card. Do you have a library card?
I do have a library card.
Do you have more than one, or is one card good for all the libraries?
I think I have the county one.
County one. So there's a county one.
And there. I think my Park City one is expired, so I need to renew that.
Renew it, yes. Just like all the other things you have to renew, it's the card. You got to at least have a library card.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody should have that.
Exactly.
So they've got some classes. And you might want to take a class, a computer class, because there's something out there, so much out there. How could you possibly know it all?
Right.
You can't. So take the class, make it art into it. Oh, let's do that.
Ooh, computer art. Nice.
Yeah, I'm sure that's been done. That seems pretty obvious. So the other thing I wanted to sneak in before we get to our crazy criminals, which we have a local star, a Salt Lake star for criminals. We may throw that one in, too. At the Wasatch Mountain State Park. It's Track Me If You Can. And this is tomorrow, so it's great for the family. You identify animal tracks and you're snowshoeing, as we had mentioned. And snowshoes are available to rent at the park. It's $6 for adults and $3 for kids. So register in advance. They ask you, please pre-register. It's free. So you can email Kathy O'Donnell at utah.gov.
It's probably useful to know what tracks are in the snow. So you know whether or not to be scared.
So, yeah, there you go. When you're snowshoeing and slipping around and stumping around on your own, you might want to just, any tracks,
exactly.
I'm going the other way.
Yeah.
I'm just going
House
the other way.
House cat tracks?
So that is Track Me If You Can, kpcw.org. You can call them also at 654-1791. So we've got one more underwriter, and then we're going to chit-chat criminals.
Sweet.
Okay. Get lost in time at the Kimball Art Center. The Art of the Timepiece exhibition is open, featuring more than 200 watches and clocks from a private collection ranging from the 1700s through present day. Experience educational activities for the whole family, or arrange for a free school tour of the exhibit running through April 6th. Details at KimballArtsCenter.org or at 649-8882. The Kimball Art Center is a nonprofit organization. Thank you for all of your support. Thanks, all you zany, fun Friday fansters, for calling in and get the momentum going for this parade, which we just made bigger, I think.
Yeah, I think you know, we chose the date for them.
Yeah, it's all taken care of. Call the caterer.
Yeah.
When we're good to go. Get some invitations, and there you go. We'll put on a show. Just before we get into our criminals, I have to think out loud Tom Humes. He has been, a part-time, but actually it was full-time, employee of KPCW for a very, 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 very long time. He was our volunteer coordinator, and he's off to do other things, even though I said, no, please stay. So it's a personal note. I know I'm taking airtime to say thanks, Tom, but thank you, Tom Humes, so much for everything you have done for KPCW and for all of our volunteers.
And we're all going to miss you.
Very much so. So to Tom and Lisa, good luck, and thanks very much. So,
and the whole, really, Humes family. All the kids helped out.
Yes. Not only did Tom... as a volunteer coordinator, jump in when needed, but he said, hey, wife Lisa, I'm going to teach you how to do this. And then when Sarah, his daughter, you know, was old enough, he's like, I'm going to teach you too. So Sarah was on the air, and Nick. So it was a Humes family affair. Those are big shoes to fill, but thanks. So let's move on to criminals. Not that one is tied in with the other.
No, not at all.
I just wanted to thank them out loud. So what do these zany people have?
All right, so... guy number one, Jose, over in, Orlando, he got bored and high and decided that he was going to spice up his life by climbing over a 7-foot fence topped with barbed wire that surrounded the Army Reserve Training Center.
How high is this fence?
He has 7 feet.
Okay, so he climbs okay.
Topped with barbed wire. Yeah. He finds a Humvee that's got like one of those clubs on it, or what were they calling them? An anti-theft device with a little bit of wiggle room. Got it started and just started driving around with it with a construction barrel hanging out the back.
Because he thought no one would notice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, I don't think he was thinking much at all.
No.
So lots of 911 calls later, he decides to, you know, just pull over on his own, but then decides to go for a little bit further.
I still have some gas left.
Until at gunpoint. He was stopped by the local police. So that's
I don't think guns would have stopped him if he really wanted to go.
Yeah, not if he. But you know, he wasn't bored anymore. So
no. Boy, if you need a little excitement, join us on Fun Friday. Yeah. What else do we have?
All right, number two is Robert McKevitt, who says he put $1 in his workman vending machine, selected a 90-cent Twix bar, didn't get it because he got stuck on that little hook. Put another $1 in, still didn't get it. Shook it, you know, he did the banging on it. Didn't do it. So got the company forklift.
Not to bash in. Bash it apart.
But so he's accused of lifting it up with the forklift and dropping it 6 times.
One determined candy bar.
For his effort, got 3 candy bars out of it. He says he just kind of shook it a little and put it back against the wall with the forklift. But he got fired anyway and now doesn't get employment benefits. And his quote was, that machine was trouble. They fired me and now I hear they have all new vending machines
there. So he took the forklift to shake it to get out a candy bar?
That's what he said.
Dude, there's 7-Elevens.
Yeah.
He is creative. We like that here.
He was working with what he had.
There you know? Go. I like it.
And then sad news for cereal lovers.
Oh, no.
Or potentially sad news. Captain Crunch was arrested in Newberry Township.
Captain Crunch.
So a man who, oddly enough, really named Robert Earl Nevins, told troopers when he was pulled over for a traffic violation that his name was Captain Crunch.
And was he dressed up like Captain Crunch?
It doesn't say that he was dressed up.
That makes it slightly worse.
Yeah, I know. He was incognito, except for the name. And he refused to cooperate and give a real name. So they took him down to the station, found out his name's really Robert Earl Nevins, and that it was not Captain Horatio Magellan Crunch, who is the mascot of the Captain Crunch cereal.
So he decided, if I tell them I'm Captain Crunch, they'll think I'm some sort of cereal hero and let me go.
I cannot fathom what these people were actually thinking, if I tell them Captain Crunch, that's a good idea.
I won't get arrested if I'm Captain Crunch because he's happy.
But yeah, there you go. But I think you have the best criminal
story. Oh, it was a local story. It's the best and it's the worst at the same time. So unfortunately, the daughter is in prison. Okay, so that's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. The mom has decided that she wanted to send her drugs and not Advil kind is all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Now, though, they open the mail before they give it to the person in prison.
Sending her a care package.
Yeah, sending her a care package. And now the happy end of the story is that mother and daughter are in prison together. So, like, really? So she gets Mother of the Year award, sending her daughter stuff, gets popped. Now there you can, what, knit together or something and live happily
dry
ever
out
after.
Together?
I don't know, but there they are. So we have people to thank.
Yes.
Thanks to our sponsors. We'll start with Zermatt Resort and Spa. Then we'll go to the Homestead Resort and Foothill Oriental Rugs.
Wasatch Pub and Squatters Pub and Brewery. And Summit County Business Directory.
Yep.
And then we also have San Francisco Design and Prudential Real Estate. Thank
fabulous.
You so much.
And then if you're interested, you can sell your stuff tomorrow on the Classified Show. That'll be at, that's early, 7?
Oh, that I show's don't, crap. Don't listen
no,
to that
No, that
show.
Show's fabulous because we know you might have stuff to sell. Thanks for joining us. Thanks, Frida.
Thanks, Jim.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided by Longreimer Weiniger Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, lrw-law.com. Brett Stimson, Mortgage Assistant for Home Purchases, 801-201-3484. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting and listeners like you. This is KPCW Park City. It's 10 o'clock. Get outside.